This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have a round of applause to the DJ Beers, who are back on the air with a sense of urgency. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay's off for the rest of the week. Yeah, the urgency. I guess that there's a difference between being urgent and being in a hurry. Do you agree with that, ladies? Yes or no? Is there a different sort of, it's urgent.
Urgent is more serious, I think. Hurry is like you're hurrying and you could.
Yeah, just moving. Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah, I think that's a good way. Sometimes when you hurry, you waste. What's the old expression? Haste makes waste. When you hurry, you often don't do things the best. I find that with me, frankly, all the time, because I'm seemingly always in a hurry to get things done. And you sometimes stumble. Sometimes you have to do things over again. And as we are in the first week of a three-week period known as Mercury in retrograde, one also wonders what you... It's a good time to conclude negotiations or conclude. It's not a good time to start new things.
I've concluded that I like to sleep during Mercury.
Have you? Okay, there you go.
I've had my TV go out already. My headphones
really?
Are breaking down. I mean, it's par for the course, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And people, do you think people really understand... Or they just kind of laugh it off. Oh, yeah.
That's I feel like more people take it seriously that I've come across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I'll make a comment. If someone goes, oh, my computer's not working, I'll be like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. And I feel like way more people understand what that means now than they used to.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. it becomes an excuse. I don't know, you know, under the circumstances, what it is about the energy. I mean, I understand astrology enough to be dangerous, but... I don't know how it is. Mars is the warring planet, so Mercury is a mover in a sense. You know, the Mercury, the messenger. Mercury is the sort of picture of the
travel and communication. So if you're traveling, be really careful. Allow extra time to get to the airport. Check your flight status often.
And don't take JetBlue. Like that pretty much puts it in a perspective. Okay, in Florida. A judge has stricken the portion of the redistricting map drawn by the governor there. He says it in this map is unconstitutional under the Fair District Amendment. So what's in the Fair District Amendment? These gerrymandering things happen all the time in the name of politicians protecting their district. We've seen it here in Massachusetts over and over again, especially now since they redistricted again to protect certain members of the House and their seats. So, you know...
In this case, though, it actually eliminated... There is a black man who is a representative of an almost all-black district. And the way that DeSantis redrew that map, it eliminated the guy's entire position. So it was a very
bold move.
So did
he draw it or one of his people...
Oh, it's his mission. He's no dummy. That's his mission.
It's not necessarily a racist mission. I don't believe. I believe that it's about, and that's what it was painted as, is like somehow racist. Look,
yeah, well,
what
the judge said, it hurt black voters. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Pretty stunned by, and this is interesting, and it is about states' rights, is that each state determines their redistricting practices based on state rules. And that's why this is so confusing, because there isn't, and we've talked about this before, what happens in California isn't what happens in New Jersey, isn't what happens in Massachusetts, isn't what happens in Florida. Everybody does their redistricting separately. And in a lot of states, and I can't believe that California at least pretends to get this right, California has an independent commission that's supposedly comprised of 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans and 3 independent voters, I think, that
there are
come
3
together.
Republicans in California?
The whole party actually sits on that board. It's my part-time job. Mm-hmm. But, they sit on that board, and they are supposed to argue out when it comes to redistricting every 10 years. Now, some say political influences still find their way into that panel, but at least on the outside, that looks pretty fair. Most oftentimes, whichever party is in control of the state house is who's going to make favorable maps. So in this case, Ron DeSantis is a Republican. He's going to make favorable maps for Republicans in New Jersey or in Massachusetts. The state house is controlled by Democrats. They're going to redistrict to try to favor the Democrats. It's just how it is in most states. So, look, I think that's why we have our court system, and it's important to acknowledge that it keeps some checks and balances, right? If one party decides to push too far in a direction, well, then this is an example of the court system working and pushing back on it.
Yeah.
How often, when redistricting, which has been going on for a while, but how often does a person's current seat get completely eliminated? Because that was the first I heard of that.
Oh, I've seen.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh!
Here in Massachusetts, happens
all
a lot.
The time.
Yeah.
In fact, it's
crazy.
In California, one of the reasons why Karen Bass is running for mayor in Los Angeles is because her congressional district was at risk of being like dissolved into someone else's, and she's been serving in Congress for a long time. She was sitting on the vice president shortlist, for crying out loud. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's based on population, and it really typically, and I would say probably even in this case, probably has very little to do with demographic makeup, although they try to create similar districts when they have to dissolve one out. So, like in California, I think there's like 10 districts that have been like pushed around.
That is not what's happening in Massachusetts by any stretch of the imagination. Many of the legislators here have been so obvious in creating districts. They've all with their pals, and some of the reps are pretty thin-skinned about it when you approach them. My rep, who I like, is a good guy. I don't know that I like all of his votes, but I've supported him. And I told him after I saw what the redistricting was, and we become part of the four districts in Massachusetts as far as the House of Representatives is concerned. And we're going to be part of town I'm in is going to be connected to a city that's next to us that has nothing in common.
Yeah.
Nothing in common with what our situation is, our problems are. So there is very little arguing you can do that's convincing that doesn't lead anybody who's just not dull, looking at the way this is done, and it's completely politics, completely about protecting one seat. I'm not even sure it has anything to do with the voters. It has to do with who's going to be reelected. That's how powerful these redistricting maps can be.
We have, I think the number's around 10 Republican congressional representatives in our state. And California obviously has more than 10 congressional representatives. I mean, there are very few Republican representatives. And one of my, he's become a great friend, is Congressman Mike Garcia, who represents, like, Simi Valley and Valencia, Santa Clarita, some of those areas, which is, there are a little more red in Los Angeles County and up in, like, you know, Kern County, essentially. I think it butts out, actually, maybe all LA County and Ventura County. But there was a redistricting done, his district has been pushed away. And so what they did, because they know that he's actually got a lot of support, is they pushed him into an area that is super duper blue. So now what was not an easy election for him to win in kind of purple Simi Valley is going to be much tougher for him in the LA San Fernando Valley. And his district spans now, I can't remember, some ridiculous amount of miles. So because they want to put these little tiny patches in to make it a little more difficult for Republicans to try to hold on. So it happens, you know, and it happens on both sides with both parties. Whoever's in control is going to always try to maneuver to make it harder for the other.
Human nature. So speaking of human nature, Sonny Leon, is that how you pronounce his name? He was the jockey on the winner of the Kentucky Derby. I set aside to Phil, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, 80-1. Whoever had money on this horse walked away with a heavy purse.
Lucky. And this horse didn't even get into the race until that morning, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. So was the jock a cheater? He's been suspended. Apparently he's not going to be able to ride the horse at Churchill Downs this week.
Well, he already won at Churchill Downs.
I don't mean Churchill Downs. I mean
the Preakness.
The Preakness, yeah, right. So you just you look at this and wonder how it happens. The horse racing is so full of cheaters, and they juice up the horses and stuff, and they supposedly
that's actually not true.
Tests.
And when they do get busted, they get busted and are banned for life because that just happens.
So what is
ago.
The story with this guy? What has he been doing that causes him to be now? No longer, he's not eligible, I don't think.
Well,
because of something that happened in Ohio?
he was sanctioned for submitting altered and false documents for a physical examination that he took. He had injuries, I guess. He's got a lot of violations, but, you know, there are rules, and you can't bump into people, and there are certain times you can use the whip, and other times you can't. I mean, he's obviously violated whatever the rules are, so he'll be suspended for that. I think it's like 32 days or something.
So they find that somebody else to ride the horse that's any good. Is it the rider or is it the horse?
Oh, it's a combination.
Both,
what, is
right?
It?
Hmm? Yeah. The team behind, I would say. The preparation, the training, all that. Yep. I mean, it all plays in.
Yeah. I just think it's very interesting to see how, and if people get so excited about this, and it's kind of like watching Punxsutawney Phil. The race is over before it begins. You know, all these people go and they get loaded and they sit around in their hats and their outfits and they watch the race, which is, you know, you blink and it's over. And all the money and the focus on it really seems kind of weird, kind of strange. But listen, everybody gets turned on by different things. Why are you laughing?
Because I don't know anyone who's turned on by horse racing, but okay.
Well, you weren't with the last person I was with, so
ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, I wasn't like.
Ooh.
No.
Jesus. Never mind. Next.
Okay. Next, Mattel has unveiled a new set of toys that it supposedly is inclusive.
Barbies.
Barbie has hearing aids. Huh?
It's a Barbie. Really? You've never known a kid with a hearing aid? It's a Barbie.
Barbie's old enough to have a hearing aid.
Yeah, right.
At this point.
Yeah, this is part of their it's their fashionista line, and so in the new Barbies, they have you know, there's one Barbie who has a prosthetic leg. There's a Ken doll with vitiligo, which is sort of becoming more of a mainstream understanding of that skin disease because of Winnie Harlow, the supermodel. But there are 175 new looks, and they've got all kinds of, you know, body types and skin colors and disabilities, and it's interesting. It's a lot of, I think it's really important. American Girl dolls have gone that way with more diversity. Legos are using Braille instructions now, so kids can still build if they're, you know, sight impaired. I think it's great. Representation matters, and kids know that, so I think it's important. Mm.
I think that there is, I agree with you on that one. I just think that sometimes some of this stuff is a little overplayed or overemphasized. You know, find a medium, find something in the middle. It just seems that there's an awful lot of
attention. So half of a one leg missing?
Paid. No, that wasn't what I was thinking. 18 past the hour. If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors, pads, that sort of thing. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select or Import Direct brake parts and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAutoParts.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the DJV program, standing for Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off for the Costa Rica. And this is usually where she really puts her shoulder to the wall, going through all the things that are trending, items of interest from social media, like the new memoir that has been released by Selma Blair. I guess maybe we ought to explain who Selma Blair is first for the people who don't know. I'd forgotten about her, frankly. She was, as a youngster, an actress, right? A young child actress. And she was
getting drunk. I don't know how young of those actors. Yeah, I don't know how young. She was in, like, movies, like, kind of as a late teen, maybe early 20s, something like that. But I think she's one of those actresses that is in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
And she has kind of, like, that mid-level of fame where some people know her name, other people go, oh, I mean, you know her. She's been in tons of movies.
Yeah, and for girls, she's Vivian from Legally Blonde. So, and she'll probably, I think she's actually going to be in the new one too. But she made headlines a couple years ago because she was, I guess, kicked off of a flight for being like drunk and falling over or whatever. And her son and her ex-husband were on the flight with her, and it was a whole big thing. And it turns out she wasn't drunk; she has MS, and so she had been diagnosed after that. And now it turns out in this new memoir that there is an alcohol component to it, and that she started drinking when she was 7 years old, and she had a multiple decades long alcohol addiction. She had suicide attempts. She was raped. She's had sexual assault issues.
Good God.
She's been through, you can only,
been
I mean,
through
it's,
it.
It's crazy. She's 49 years old now. And she says in her, in the quote, I don't know if I would have survived my childhood without alcoholism. And because she had just been through so much, and it's awful. It's a horrible story, and then to now, for her to have to deal with MS, I think she walks with a cane, it's been really, it's a lot.
And she's 49.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's a familiar face, for sure. MS is nothing to sneeze at, if you'll pardon the pun, because everybody's sneezing today. The idea, there are different gradient levels of it. Some with drugs you can function fairly well. Others just, it eats away. It's a muscle disease, and it just eats away and removes the strength, the fibers of your muscle, literally. So it's a horrible thing. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Sandler's daughter had a bat mitzvah. E-I-E-I-O. And who was there to celebrate?
Well, his good friend Jennifer Aniston was there. Taylor Lautner from the Twilight movies was there. So his daughter, Sunny, has turned 13, and so she had her bat mitzvah. And Leslie Mann, Judd Apatow, lots of Disney stars, the whole mix of people between Adam Sandler's friends and her friends who are her age, and this was all took place at the Hillcrest Country Club in Los Angeles. And is that in Beverly Hills?
No, it's about
Hillcrest,
it's kind
I think that's out Beverly. Shortly in my direction, isn't it?
The big surprise of the night was Adam Sandler surprised all the kids with a performance from Halsey and from Charlie Puth. So they both showed up to perform, which is pretty impressive at your bat mitzvah.
Hillcrest, I know which one it is. Hillcrest is the Jewish country club that is on the west side. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Nice venue if you can get it.
Yeah. Right. It's nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try. All right. So that's that story. Lots of stories as usual here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no escaping the pain at the pump. Drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA just updated the national average, showing it's up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. Three states top $5, with California closing in on $6. This, as Brian Marks with the University of New Haven says, many oil producers are hesitant to increase drilling production.
Oil producers have been hesitant to increase production significantly or even at all.
The United States is again warning that next month will be critical for Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying in a House budget hearing that much more will be needed to help the war-torn country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is ordering the U.S. Marshals Service to help ensure the safety of Supreme Court justices. Garland's order going out Wednesday after last week's illegal leak of a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade has stoked outrage among pro-abortion supporters. This as Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is calling on the AG to just enforce the laws on the books.
The statute is incredibly clear. It basically says if you are parading or picketing in order to try to influence a judge, then it's punishable with up to a year in prison. That sounds illegal to me. And I just asked the Attorney General to enforce the law that's on the books. If people want to demonstrate someplace off away from their home, that's their prerogative.
Leaky fuel hoses are causing an automaker to recall over 200,000 vehicles.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-size cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Milwaukee Bucks and Memphis Grizzlies were winners in the NBA playoffs Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I don't know what it is about the power of suggestion, ladies. I've been singing the Mickey Mouse Club theme ever since we started talking about Disney perhaps losing the patent rights to use the character Mickey Mouse. So what is the power of suggestion? I just came up the stairs. Mickey Mouse.
But I wouldn't be surprised listening to you sing that just in general. Without
Who's
even
the leader of the club? Who's faithful, you and me? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Speaking of Mickey Mouse, Russian President Vladimir Putin. They're running kind of a Mickey Mouse war. The spies. We haven't heard many stories from the spies. We have spies. You know that. We have spies in Ukraine. We have spies in Russia. Apparently, the spies are assessing what they think Putin is about to do or what he's prepared to do in the war so they can get it to drag along. It still flabbergasts me that somebody hasn't shot this guy or drowned him or done whatever is necessary. It's just amazing that one guy can so completely in this era just dominate the world. He's dominating. He's the king of the world. Whether you like it or you don't like it, he is at the moment. So what are the next steps that he's going to take to escalate the war? According to the spies, the National Intelligence Director has publicly said that the reality of Putin's his ambitions versus the conventional military capability, plus the strains on his own mind because of his health, he's unpredictable. Did we need a spy to tell us that?
No.
One wonders how much money we spent to come to that conclusion.
Why do I feel like he was hiding in a bush with, like, some binoculars going?
What, the spy?
Unpredictable. Yeah.
Unpredictable, right. Story from South Carolina. Man sentenced himself to death before police realized there'd been a murder. Joseph McKinnon, 60 years of age, had a heart attack while he was burying the girlfriend that he just killed. It just doesn't it? Think about that. Paramedics were called to the scene after a man was found unresponsive in his backyard, lying on top of his girlfriend, who was in a hole in the backyard. Can you imagine? He apparently lived next to a golf course or something, so people could see what was going on. Anyway.
So he killed his 65-year-old, he's 60, and he killed his 65-year-old girlfriend.
Right. Jeez. And he dies of a heart attack while he's burying her.
Unreal.
There you go. We probably shouldn't laugh about it, but it is. It's just.
Hey, look, it's a grand ending to his plot, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Too bad for the lady, but at any rate. Speaking of too bad, this is something that is hard to believe, but yet. We're just talking about Andy Dick and what a numbskull he is.
He's a mess.
He is, but it's all about drugs. Drugs, drugs, drugs.
I think he's an alcoholic, isn't he? Isn't he like a known public alcoholic?
Yeah, he's an alcoholic. He's been arrested for alcohol and drugs. So who knows what he was on. He looks drunk because there are arrest videos out, so he kind of like staggers down the stairs a little.
According to the information that has been made public, there have been more overdoses from fentanyl and things like that. 100,000 people. Think about this. 100,000 people have died from drug overdoses in our country in the past year.
Where is the pandemic status for that? And, you know, when everybody's arguing about what should happen at the border, this is prime reasoning for why we need to do something. And
because of all the fentanyl that's coming in illegally?
It comes in. A lot of it comes in across the border. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And a lot of it comes in to China, goes into the cartels. The cartels push it into the states, and it goes to a lot of people. I mean, the scariest is when they're just lacing other drugs like marijuana or cocaine with fentanyl. So you've got these dopey young kids who are out buying cocaine. That's what they're getting.
But why do they do this unless they're just trying to kill off people because it doesn't,
they're
the supply
to kill
chain.
It. So here's the thing. They try to get people hooked on their product. And so by lacing some of these products, they think that they're good with fentanyl, which is highly addictive. They think they're going to get them.
Your customer is dead because of what you gave him.
And now there's a new, I mean, we deal with it a lot in California because clearly we're a border state and there is a huge effort from the sheriff of Riverside County, Chad Bianco, to now say if you are a drug dealer who sells drugs laced with fentanyl and that's not disclosed to your buyer. So if you selling cocaine and it has fentanyl in it and you're not just selling fentanyl or even pills, that's the other thing. They're selling prescription drugs that have fentanyl in it. And so if you do that and you do it three times and it results in a murder, you'll be charged with murder. Right now, you are not charged with murder. These drug dealers can kill as many people as they want because they're not being charged with anything. Other than drug possession or dealing, they're not being charged with the murders that they're committing.
All right, but if you look at the stats, Jen, and where the largest percentage of people are dying, it's a long way away from the border. Not discounting your argument because I think you're right.
No, but
Alaska
that's where it comes in.
Has the largest percentage increase So is it coming in, the Russians? Are they slipping? We're only 90 miles, remember, across the Bering Sea, 90 miles between Alaska and Russia.
Yeah, it comes into the country, and then it gets shipped all over. Remember, a weird spot, I mean, West Virginia has a huge problem. Remember Vermont and New Hampshire? That was what, I mean, say what you will about Trump, one of the things that he liked is that he talked about was the opioid problem in the country, and he directed a lot of resources from Health and Human Services to go to fight that problem. And one of the reasons for it was that he was rallying a lot in Vermont and New Hampshire because he thought he could win those states. And he said that he was taken back by how many people would come up to him and say, my son died, my daughter died. The overdose deaths up in that area, which you wouldn't think of, are
well, no, that's like the up in New Hampshire, they had a massive problem because it all started with there were a lot of blue collar workers who suffered injuries, and a lot of opioids were prescribed by doctors legitimately. And then when that all ran out and people are hooked, then they turn to heroin. And now fentanyl's even cheaper than heroin. And so that's where you're seeing anywhere, like in West Virginia and New Hampshire.
It's more deadly, Victoria,
Western,
isn't it?
I know. Western Massachusetts has a massive heroin
killed
problem,
Prince.
Too. Yeah, killed. Yeah, exactly. And he got hooked after hip surgery. So, I mean, he wasn't just out looking to be a junkie.
So it's innocent enough how people sometimes get hooked
absolutely.
On this stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aye.
And it's anybody, you know, I think for so long we always thought of drug addicts as people who are living on the street or homeless. Mm-hmm. But there, with these opioids that are out there now, you get your boss, like somebody leading a big corporation who has a back surgery or who gets into a car accident, and then all of a sudden they're the addict and they don't look it, or quote unquote, you know, you use air quotes around looking it, but they have the problem. Mm-hmm. I was just reading the LA Times today, their front page story. In the paper this morning is about this girl who is working a nonprofit that provides methadone to all of these addicts to try to keep them away from fentanyl on the street. And the story, of course, they're going to use the you know, most dramatic, was this girl who had everything going for her. She's beautiful. And she got into a rollover car crash and had to have all these reconstructive surgeries. She's now on a walker, and she got addicted. And so now she goes to this clinic every day to take a dose that's doled out to her of methadone because she was taking fentanyl, and she was too afraid. And so now they're putting them on those drugs just to keep them off of the other.
Well, certainly, this sounds even silly for me to say. What a problem, though.
Well, and yesterday we actually talked about, 2 days ago, we talked about the Sackler family, you know, having their name removed from all the museums. Well, they're the ones who, their company is where all of this began with OxyContin. And so,
why isn't all their money being taken from them?
Well, there are a lot of court cases, like over 200,000 cases against them. I mean, it's going to be forever. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the drug companies, they're the ones. And Walgreens had to settle a massive settlement for writing prescriptions for it. I mean, a lot of people are being held accountable, but it just isn't stopping, as we can see by the numbers. And like you mentioned, in Alaska, the deaths are up 75%.
Huge
overdose.
Right.
Just don't know who's going to get addicted. Look at Rush Limbaugh. He was addicted to oxycodone.
Yep. This is another legal case. People are shaking their heads about this. Remember when the Surfside condo collapsed? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Killed 98 people. This is down in Miami a couple of years ago.
It's hard.
There has been they've reached a settlement. Lawyers announced that there is $1 billion, or just shy of $1 billion, in the condo collapse. It's staggering when you look at the settlement and how much the lawyers get and how much these people, did they deserve it? Somebody must have thought that they did.
This
I don't know.
This was gross negligence. Remember, this is just about 1 year ago this happened. And this building collapsed in the middle of the night. No one had a chance. And then when they looked at the structural stuff, you know, the parking garage was rotted. Everything was just structurally falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I'm surprised that it's not more than that.
Yeah, a lot of money. So there's a move about to change a lot of names on federal lands. The Bureau of Land Management has said that racism has no place in on our federal property, federal lands. And so I'm just looking at a list of even landmarks here in Massachusetts, the names that are being changed. So I guess I wonder out loud what you think about this. These are all of the names announced this week that are being changed. Squaw Island in Barnstable County, which is the Cape. Let's see here. Squaw Peak, which is in Berkshire County out in western Massachusetts. Squawberry Hill in Bristol County, which is near Rhode Island.
That's a dumb name. Just forget about anything else. That's just a dumb name.
Squaw Rock.
I'm my thrill.
Right.
Yeah,
Squawberry Hill.
Hill. In Plymouth County, it's the Squaw Swamp.
So I'm guessing squaw is the problematic word here.
Yeah. And is that a... Is it... Squaw... What is... How does... That translates into being a young woman, right? Isn't a young unmarried or a virgin?
Sure,
I think a squaw
racist.
is a virgin. But that's it. The point... Thank you for making my point. How do you know what... It doesn't sound good, but do most people even know what a squaw is? They think about an Indian, a young Indian woman, probably.
Yeah, an indigenous woman of North America. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's what the definition in Funkin' Wagnall says. But under the circumstances, what makes that word offensive? Why, you know, if they used another... It's like, well, some of these words that sound like they, you know, they sound like what they mean.
Well, apparently, like a lot of words, it originated in the Algonquin language and then apparently became something racist when the white people took over the word.
They used the word to be offensive, but it wasn't originally meant as a... It wasn't an offensive word. It's interpolation. Interesting.
Right.
And now things change. 48 after.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
JV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to answer your questions. Yes, it's time for the weekly questions for Dr. Ken. We asked a question in the last session, are fast food wrappers killing you? We were talking about the discussion that we had, the overview of these forever chemicals that were used in fast food wrappers. So you can find the answer to that question in the questions to Dr. Ken, part of the DGV Health Show podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you get it, along with 555 other archived DGV Health Show podcasts. That's there at your service, DGVHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so the first question has to do with lupus. There's a research paper around which identifies mutations linked to lupus. So, Ken, first, what's lupus? And then how might this research help people who have it?
So lupus is one of these autoimmune illnesses where the immune system, that part of the body that's supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and from toxins in the body, it actually starts attacking our own normal cells. The immune system gets confused. It thinks our own normal cells are foreign and destroys normal cells. And what happens in lupus, there are factors, proteins on the cells that are not normally there, and the immune system gets confused and starts attacking the normal cells. And lupus can affect you from head to toe. It's not an organ in the body that isn't affected by lupus. It's a horrible illness. Many of you know it, seeing that characteristic red rash at the face, more common in women. if you've ever seen this so-called butterfly-looking rash on the face of a woman, but it happens in men also, you'll never forget this characteristic. But clearly not the only point. Every organ, heart, brain, it affects the kidneys, and I'm going to not name every organ in the body, and because if I don't name every organ in the body, I'll leave one out. The good news is, right now, we don't really have ideally specific treatments. They have improved over the last decade for treating lupus, but we would like even more specific, targeted, a specific missile that we could send against this and get rid of it and not destroy any of the normal tissues or cells in the body. The breakthrough announced this week is that researchers have identified a gene mutation that is linked to lupus, and this comes out of the medical journal Nature, which is one of the best scientific medical journals in the world. So this gives us real hope for a new target for specifically treating lupus, and I think in the next 5 years this is going to end up in breakthrough new types of medications that will target the specific gene mutation, and maybe I hesitate to use the word cure lupus.
Wow. That's big time stuff. All right. So that's a good explanation and important information. Next question is one of those age old items that always comes back, or at least it's in front of us a number of times every year. And that's how much rest is enough? How many hours of sleep? Think about age. Think about, we've heard two or three conflicting things. Now you're, some people say you got to have eight, some people say seven, some people say 7 to 8, some people say now less than that, depending on your age, yada, yada, yada. So what's the scoop?
And this is a very important question because all of us are concerned about preserving our ability to think, to remember, to make judgments, to let our brains work well into old age. We're also concerned about our blood pressure, which for most of us as we get older will go up. We're also concerned about keeping our body weight down. The common thread in obesity, hypertension, dementia, the common thread is getting enough sleep. And you have heard me over the years say 7 to 8 hours, and then there was a study about a year ago that said 6 to 7 was the right amount. And this is just the progress of investigation, a new study looking at a lot of studies with even more people. It seems like the ideal number is 7 for people over the age of 40 who want to prevent all of these problems. This comes out in Nature Aging this week.
All right. You heard it here first. Questions at this time every week for Dr. Ken. A couple of really important answers to important questions. Help yourself. Send the info that you want answered or researched to DJV Health Show to Doug at djvhealthshow.com. I am Doug Steffen. That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And this is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.